Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And as always, it is what? It is a good word. Today, we are coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 5, and oh my goodness. It's a recap of, you guys know, one of my favorites. You know, y'all know Joshua, the whole book of Joshua is my favorite book of the Bible. But my favorite scripture is Exodus chapter 20, because that's where Moses came down with the Ten Commandments and God spoke them. Not only did he write them, but he spoke them. And the Ten Commandments were written by the hand of God. So that is a recap of the Ten Commandments. And, you know, when we go into Deuteronomy chapter 5, it is a no joking manner. It is a right on point, don't play with God word. And we are going to go forth in it this morning, because that was the word that God gave me, was from this chapter for our title this morning. And the title is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And I'm telling you, it is no joke. We got to love God. But the other part of that is we got to love our neighbors. We got to love each other. And so this morning, we're going to take a minute. And I had to tell God I was sorry because I didn't do it on last week. But if we're going to do it today, we're going to just take a minute for our brothers and sisters in the Asian community who have been living with crazy for a long time. You know, on last week, 6 Asian women were murdered because they were Asian. We have got to pray out white supremacy from this nation. We are so ingrained with hatred, forgotten the Ten Commandments. We have forgotten the second greatest commandment, which is to love your neighbor as yourself. How can you say you love God, who you have never seen, and hate your neighbor, who you see every day? So let's just take a minute as I pray to pray, please, for your brothers and sisters in a community that has been bombarded with the China virus and Wuhan and all those negative words, that a coronavirus has been around for a long time. So it's nothing new. There's just different strains of it. COVID happens to be a different strain of coronavirus. MRSA is a coronavirus. The flu is a coronavirus. There's different forms of it. SARS is a coronavirus. It's not a China virus. That's another big lie. And it's getting people killed. We pray for our brothers and sisters, because you should not be afraid to walk down the street because you're Asian. And let's call it straight. Those women were not from China. Most, I believe, were Korean. But the bottom line is, it was wrong. And God will hold us accountable for the prejudice and the racism that has been rampant in this country. Our country has a lot to atone for, to how minorities have been treated here. A lot to atone for. And the biggest is slavery. We have to pray. Father God in heaven, we ask forgiveness as a nation. I stand in a gap asking you, Father God, to forgive us as a nation, Lord God, for the bigotry and the hatred and racism that is rampant in this nation. Lord God, we pray for the souls of the departed that were murdered senselessly because of the color of their skin and their ethnicity. Lord God, we pray for their souls. We ask you to look after their families and help them grieve. Lord God, we ask you to send your protection angels around that are vulnerable in this nation. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us our prejudice, to forgive us anything that we may have ingrained in our own systems where we have come into belief of hatred, Father God, for you are not a God of hate. You are a God of love. And Lord God, I ask you to guide this nation, to guide its leaders, to guide its ministers and pastors and teachers, to preach love, to preach peace, the joy of you, which is our strength. Father God, as we go into this week, this Passover week, we ask you, Father God, to guide our footsteps, to lead us in righteousness toward each other. Lord God, we thank you for your Son who came into this very wicked world and gave his life for our sins, for every drop of blood. It was for us. Lord God, help us never forget the sacrifice that you made for us with your Son. Forgive us, oh God. As we move forward through your word this morning, let the word permeate minds, hearts, and spirits, that those that hear it will know that it is from you. That you have learned how to treat each other and how to love you. Father God, as we go through this word, I pray you increase as I decrease. Let these words that come from my mouth, Lord God, let them be acceptable in your sight. For you, Father God, are my strength and my redeemer. And Lord, I ask you to please protect our babies. Please protect the children coming across these borders. Please protect them from those that would do them a hurt or harm and put them in danger. I ask you to give their parents an understanding that everything that may look gold is not golden, and that they are to protect their children. Father God, I pray for the children that I know who have just lost their mother. I lift them up, oh God. You know who they are. You know their mother's situation, Lord God. And I pray for her soul as I pray for these grieving children. I ask you to give them each one strength. And again, Lord, send your guardian angels to watch over them and protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Christ Jesus, I lift up this nation. I lift up this planet and everybody on it, oh God, asking you, Lord God, to guide us, lead us, and take us into the place that we need to go. To be in your presence, to love you with every part of our being, with our heart, our soul, and our strength, that we love you and we choose you and love over hate and distrust. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength, because I can't do this without him. And I thank each of you for listening in this morning as we move forward through the word of God. And all I can say is it is a great word today. When we talk about these commandments, it's not just words on a page. It's not just words in a book. It is for life. And I love, they call it the basic instruction before leaving earth. Because this is just a temporary home. But we know that one day, hallelujah, our Savior is coming. But I say this, he's not coming like the lamb he did before. But he's coming like the Lion of Judah. And it's not going to be lovey-dovey and pleasant. It's going to be a fight. Because they're bringing the war from the spiritual realm to the physical realm. And I tell you this, are you ready to fight for Jesus? Are you ready to fight with God? Are you ready to be in God's army? Do you have your armor on? Because we need everyone to be dressed and ready to go. Because we are in a fight with the enemy right now. He has had so much time to run rapid. And we have got to start praying him out of this planet. We got to start praying him out of homes, praying him out of government, praying him out of churches, praying him out. It's time to go to war. And how do you go to war? The word of God. So let's get into our word so you can get your armor on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this mighty word. And the word of God says in Deuteronomy chapter 5, and Moses called all Israel and said to them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us. Those who are here today, all of us who are alive, the Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up the mountain. He said, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servants may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, And the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. We can't forget God's day. We can't forget to worship. We can't forget to take a day of rest. Whatever you do, you need a day of rest. And I had to find that out the hard way. You've got to rest. God gives us that. But you got to worship the Lord. For he is so important in our life. We've got to remember who we belong to. You belong to God. And then the word of God tells us, and this is for the children out there. This is for all of us who have parents that are living. Because these children that I know lost their mother. Can you imagine losing your mother at 15 years old, 12 years old, less than a year old? Losing your mother. We've got to pray, family. Pray like you never prayed before for God to come in and take control. And this word is for every one of us. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Forgive, family. Forgive your parents if they were not good parents. Forgive them. Don't walk around with all that hatred in your heart for your mother, for your father. And mothers, quit telling your kids that their daddy's a low-down, dirty dog. And fathers, quit telling your children that your mothers, their mothers are prostitutes. Call them the words that are not right. Quit cussing out your wives and your girlfriends and your mother's children, which is your brothers and your sisters. We got to stop it. Too much hatred is going on in this world, and we have got to stop it. And yes, I am emotional. When I read these commandments, I think about what's going on in the world, and it's not good. So I'm going to read this word again. As the Lord your God has commanded you, not Minister Bridget, not the pastor, but God has commanded that you honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife and your neighbor, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor. In other words, you shall not look at your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's husband. You shouldn't look at their house and their stuff and covet it. You should not think, I got to be like the Kardashians, because you don't know what's going on in anybody's home. Don't put a curse on yourself. I want to be like them. You don't know what them is going through to have all that stuff. You don't know what them is going through, father and your mother. It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Those are God words. And then when you come down, starting at you shall not murder, those five are loving your neighbor as you love yourself, just as Jesus said. The first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You wouldn't murder yourself, would you? You wouldn't commit adultery and cheat on yourself, would you? You wouldn't steal from yourself, would you? You wouldn't lie on yourself, would you? Somebody coveting what you got, would you? This word is important, and we got to take it to heart. Chapter 5, verse 22. These words the Lord spoke to all your assembly in the mountains from the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the thick darkness with a loud voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone and gave them to me. So it was when you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness while the mountain was burning with fire that you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and you said, surely the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God speaks with man, yet he still lives. Now, therefore, why should we die? But this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more than we shall die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire as we have and live? You go near and hear all that the Lord our God may say, all that the Lord our God says to you, and we will hear and do it. Then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They are right in all that they have spoken. Oh, that they had such a heart in them, that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them, with their children forever. Go and say to them, return to your tent. But as for you, stand here by me, and I'll speak to you all the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which you shall teach them, that they may observe them in the land which I am giving them to possess. Therefore, you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Now, this is the commandment, and chapter 6. Verse 1, now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Didn't Jesus say that? That is the first and greatest commandment. That's what Jesus said. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oath in his name. You shall not go after other gods the gods of the peoples who are all around you. For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you. Let the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies, his statutes, which he has commanded you. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land of which the Lord swore to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you as the Lord has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is the meaning of the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves in Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders before our eyes, great and severe against Egypt, Pharaoh and all his household. Then he brought us out from there, that he might bring us in to give us the land of which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good is always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. Told y'all, it was a great word this morning. It's a word that we got to, as they say, you got to put this in your heart. You got to put it on the doorpost of your mind. We got to understand this word is one of the most important words in the Bible. This Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5. The Gospels are important. Let's understand. Each of those Gospels got a red, as I call it, the red letter word, where Jesus said, just like in this Old Testament word, God said. True, don't let anybody take you down the okey-doke trail to believe that it's all fantasy. Oh, I've heard that. You know, the atheists want us to believe that it's a fantasy word, and that it's just a good book. And again, folks don't understand. This word is true, and they won't understand until they have to stand before God, and then it's too late. When you leave this plane of existence, it's too late to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't believe in you. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he took that he gave his life for me. I believe with my whole heart that I have a risen Savior, and his name is Jesus. And that, yes, he was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And, yes, he sits on the right hand of God, the Father of all. That little bit of DNA, you don't know where it came from. Well, it came from God, because we are his children. When he blew the breath of life in Adam, he blew the breath of life in each of us. We are all descendants from the same parents. From Adam, from Eve, we all have that DNA, which means we're siblings, we're cousins. We're all part of the same family. As Dr. Gates says, 99.9% of us are all the same family. And all this evil and hatred is not from our Father. It's from the counterfeit, and we need a stop hating each other. We got to stop it. We got to quit it, because it's not of God. And hatred. Understand, you will be held accountable to God for preaching hatred from the pulpit. And all of those that do it know who they are. God knows your name. He is the one that knitted you in your mother's womb. And he did not put prejudice in your heart All you have to do is watch children. Children do not hate. Children do not hate. They love each other. Children are some of the most purest people on this planet. When you watch two little kids play, they don't care what the other one looks like. All they see is their heart. Babies see the heart of each other. They don't anything but each other's heart. They see the love that they have for each other. When you see a group of kids before adults and prejudice and all that stuff get into the way, it is the purest, sweetest thing you ever see. Little kids that love each other, not because of anything, but just because they're friends. It's parents that bring in the prejudice that you can't play with them because they are. We got to stop. The word tells us to love each other. I don't know why that is so in my today. We're full of evil. And they should be held accountable because God's going to hold them accountable. I tell you that. But anyway, I'm digressing. Let's get back to the words. And it says in the life lessons, and for those that are just joining this experience called Moving Forward, we move forward through the word of God. It is Bible study. It is reading the word for those that are home that may not be able to go to church and hear the word of God. And that may not have the internet, but they have a cell phone or they have a phone that they can call 213-943-3597. So pass that number on to your family members that are shut in, that grandma, that grandpa, just to yourself if you're on the road and can't get to church, but you can call a number. The number again is 213-943-3597. And you can listen in every day but Saturday, Sunday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time is the day that I teach this word. And I'm so grateful that God has put it in my heart. And again, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And life lessons are from Dr. Stanley, life questions, life examples. So if you say enough, I'll say a life example that is coming from Dr. Stanley. So the life lessons for this word this morning so far is in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, that they would fear me and always keep my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Here God states the desire of his own heart. He longs that a godly fear of him would prompt us to eagerly keep his commandments so that he could bless us and our descendants forever. God gives us his commandments for our good by keeping them. His people gain not only life, but a successful life and a long life, that it is a gracious God. And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This statement begins a section that is called the Shema. Shema is the Hebrew word for hear. Hear, hear. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 as a confirmation of their belief in God. It's a wise practice to rehearse what you believe because when times of trouble come, the Holy Spirit will remind you of God's truth and comfort you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as a frontlet between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house. Coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Of all God's commandments, this is the central and most important one. When we love God first and foremost, obedience follows as a natural result and ceases to be a choice. John 14 and 15, First John 5 and 3. So it's John, regular John, 14 and 5, and then First John 5 and 3. And we're going to go real quick and read those because I don't want to miss our New Testament word this morning. Please join me if you have your Bibles available in John chapter 14. And we're going to go to verse 15. John 14:14, or John 14:15 is a word from Jesus. And again, it's one of those red letter. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's it. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. That's one of those highlightables that you should keep in your arsenal. And then if we go back, because, you know, we're always talking about what we want and what we ask for, but this is what Jesus said. And John 14:14 is that word that you pray. It says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But then if you go to, I believe it's another scripture, and it says, well, we can't ask amiss. So whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, don't pray selfish prayers. And then we're going to go over to 1 John chapter 5. And it's the first of the last five books of the Bible, 1 John 5 and 3. It's a highlightable too. It says, but this is the, let's go back up to verse number 2. Actually, we're going to go back to verse 1. And it says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, Jesus is the Christ, is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him who was begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. This is verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, in my Bible, I have that those five verses highlighted, verses 1 through 4. Do not fret because of evildoers. And that word is for me because I was fretting over some stuff. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That's that word. Psalms 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. That John 14:14. There it is, right there in the Old Testament. So when we talk about John 14:14, we're also talking Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Whatever you ask in my name. Isn't that what Jesus said? We got to understand the word of God is so true. And as Dr. Stanley said in Psalms 37 and 3, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. God calls us to do good to others so that they may see his goodness in us. But unless we feed on his faithfulness, unless we stay in close fellowship with him, we won't have much good to offer anyone. Stay in this word. We got to stand on the word of God. People that see you, you may be the only God they see. How do you treat your fellow man? I have to say, you know, on Saturday, I was with my kids because I had choir rehearsal. And we passed by this homeless woman, and I had given them all something to drink. And one of them took, he said, "Can we stop?" And I said, "Yeah." He rolled down his window and handed this woman what he had been given to drink so that she wouldn't be on the corner without something to drink. That touched my heart because it let me know that what is setting in, that you love your neighbor. What a blessing that was for me to see this baby give his drink to someone that was homeless. That is God. And it was humbling. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 8. A man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. Everything that you think somebody's getting away with, that's being wicked and nasty, creating confusion, they are not going to get away with it. Understand that God always comes through, that everything you do in the dark, he's going to bring in the light every time. If you are hateful, it's going to show. Going to show. If you are a liar, a thief, and you have committed all them top 10, you don't love God, you don't know anything about it, you're an idol worshiper, you hate, you murder. And sometimes murder can be with words because you're killing somebody's soul. You don't do what you say you're going to do. You're covetous. You got all those things. It will come out. Understand that. Don't think anybody that's doing evil is getting away with anything. All have to stand before God. New Testament word, and this is a powerful word this morning. And we're talking about Mary, because we're starting in the book of Luke, so we're in a whole new chapter. So we're getting ready to talk about Jesus' conception. We're talking about John the Baptist's conception. And they are powerful words, and it says this, Luke chapter 1, verse 21, verses 38 through verses 38. And the people waited for Zacharias and marvel that he lingered so long in the temple. Because remember, we talked about Zacharias yesterday and Gabriel coming to him, telling him that in his old age, he and his wife was going to have babies, and he was to name him John. And then he was going to make him mute because he didn't believe. And this is what it says. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, but he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when he had his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was, then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." And we know it's Yahshua. For those that are out there talking, we know what it was in Hebrew. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her womb. Now the sixth month of her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Can you say it with me? For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. And that is our word this morning. And all I can say is, wow. Can we say what a word? Now, I have a few life lessons and a life example. The life lessons is this: do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And that's Luke chapter 1, verse 30. The favor of God is worth any discomfort it might entail. God chose Mary to give birth to the Savior of the world, but she also had to bear the public shame of people not understanding what God was doing through her and through Jesus. Because you know, in that time, if you were having a child out of wedlock, you got stoned. Because that meant you were fornicating. You were doing something you weren't supposed to do, because you have to be a virgin when you get married. She'd have got stoned. Public ridicule and stoned. Joseph had said, that's not mine. I didn't do it. But he didn't, and she didn't. Luke chapter 1, verse 37, with God. Come on, y'all, repeat it again. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Say again with me, Luke chapter 1, verse 37. With God, nothing will be impossible. We can trust God even in the most difficult of circumstances, because no problem is too tough for him to handle, and no challenge is beyond his power to overcome. He has the ability to do what he says he will do. Again, say it with me. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. With God, nothing will be impossible. Chapter 1, verse 31 through 38. Mary, woman of faith. Come on now. You know, and it says this, the customary age for betrothals among Mary's people was 13 and 14. So she was probably a young girl when her parents arranged her engagement to Joseph. The angel Gabriel visited her shortly afterwards and anointed that she would bear the Savior of the world. Jewish society treated unmarried pregnancy with shame and scorn. Yet Mary remained strong in her faith, expecting the worst from Joseph, her family, and her society. She gratefully accepted God's will for her life. Mary was an ordinary girl with extraordinary godly character that gave her an uncommon faith. Completely trusting in her God in every way, Mary was a good and faithful servant. Mary provides a model of inspiration for ordinary women who can fulfill their deepest vocation by placing themselves at the service of others. She lived her life in relative obscurity, yet the world has celebrated her obedience to God for nearly 2,000 years. What a blessed and highly favored young woman. But you think about this. I have a 14-year-old granddaughter, and I think about her having to deal with something like this. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't imagine. And, you know, I was watching the story of Aretha Franklin last night and understanding that this young woman, this queen of soul, we call her, had a child at 12 and had another child at 14. God. My God. I couldn't imagine. And all I say is, mothers and fathers, keep your children safe. Keep them safe. And we all know that that was an attack of the enemy on her father, of the enemy on her. But we also know that there's no mistakes. That every child that is knitted in a mother's womb is for a purpose and a reason. And we should never forget it. We got to quit vilifying. Because, again, you don't know their story. I don't know her story. But I know that she made beautiful music for God. And she made beautiful music for the world. Because she, her assignment. We trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And it is God that directs our path. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And I say to you this morning, with God, nothing will be impossible. And our word for this morning, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, family. For God is in charge of our life. He's in charge of our hope. He's in charge of our future. Thanking God today for this mighty word. And as we lift up the name of Jesus today, let us never forget God loved us enough to give us his son to die and take our sins to the cross. So you no longer have to have the unblemished lamb, the unblemished ram, the turtle doves. You don't have to have all those things to be sacrificed and the goat for sin. But Jesus took all of those things and all of our sins to the cross. Thank you so much. We have a word from our sister in Christ, Carolyn, and if there is anyone that this word touched your heart and you would like to say something, please push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open, or call 213-943-3597. Again, that's 213-943-3597. You can also call that number if you want to listen in any morning, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And Sister Carolyn's word for this morning, again, right on point, is good morning. If you're going through difficult times, keep trusting God. He knows how to bless you in unexpected ways. Have a motivated Monday. Again, God, how to bless you in unexpected ways. When Zechariah went into the temple that morning, he didn't know that he was going to come out and conceive a child with his wife, who everyone thought was barren. She conceived his seed, but he was told that he would be a dad. And he thought, I'll just be a priest. I'll never have a progeny. But he did. But God, going on about her business, betrothed to a young man that she probably loved very much, who was of the line of David, who was going to make a great husband, and did. But who would expect an angel to appear? And she wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid because she had so much faith in God. That's why she stuck out. That's why she stuck out, was because common faith. She had that unmerited favor with God. What a blessing this word is. Father God, we ask you to bless those that have heard this word, those live and those that are hearing it later. Bless them that this word will touch their hearts, their minds, and their spirit, for it has touched mine. In your son's name, we lift up his name, the name of Jesus, that it will be heard around the world. That in this day of Facebook, Instagram, that this word will permeate hearts, minds, and spirit. That they will hear it on Twitter, that they will hear it on social media. That this word will touch lives. That those that have never heard the Bible will hear it now and be touched by it. And family, if there's, again, anyone that would like to speak, push the number 1 on your phone or dial in 213-943-3597 and your line will be open. If not, we are about to move forward because, as they say, it's time to go to work, family. Who do we work for? We work for God. Because wherever you go, he goes with you. And whatever you speak, he speaks through you. Let God use you today for his glory. And again, keep our Asian brothers and sisters in your prayers, as well as each other. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. But above all, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Thank you so much, family, for listening. It is, as we say, a wrap as we pray out. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, again, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, keeping God first in whatever you do. Thank you so much for listening in. It is now officially a wrap. Have a blessed day, family. Mm-hmm.